It's me, Ebe. Okay, how are you today? Is everything going well? I hope so. So today in this podcast, I am going to tell you a story about the journey of a very, very famous person. He is a YouTuber, influencer, and a graduate of a university in Japan who has 9.95M subscribers on his YouTube and has a diversity business with his brother. Wow! Have you guessed? Yes, that's right. He is a Jerome Pauline Sijaba.
This is my voice speaking in English.
Okay, so the information I got from the YouTube channel Draw My Life Indonesia, Jerome Pauline Sijaba was born in Jakarta on 2 May 1998. His father was Naimaru Jahan Sijabat, who was a pastor, and his mother was Chrissy Rahmensa, who was a housewife. Jerome is the second child of this simple family, with one older brother named Jehian Sijabat and one younger brother named Jesse Sijabat. What's interesting about his birth is that he was born when Indonesia was experiencing a financial crisis and riots in May 1998. The doctor predicted that Jerome would be born on May 6 until age 1998, but in reality, he was born earlier on May 2, 1998. The riots that occurred in Jakarta made when Jerome was born. He did not receive good nutrition, and even his parents could not afford to buy Jerome milk, let alone buy milk. It was very difficult to meet his daily needs at the time. Plus, there was looking at several points in Jakarta, so basic goods at that time were very hard to find, even though the price is very high. So, in 2004, when Jerome was 5 years old and able to enter elementary school, he and his family moved to Surabaya. And at the time, Jerome's parents had difficulty finding a school that was affordable until finally, he and his older brother received scholarship assistance from EPH School Surabaya, which is one of the national private school with high fees. And when he was small, Jerome was inspired to be able to go abroad with his family, and what could take him abroad was education. So from a young age, he was always diligent in studying to get a scholarship abroad, and his goal is to study abroad. But his family disapproved of his due to economic constraints, but Jerome was sure he could get a scholarship and study abroad. Many people say that Jerome has many talents, but even having all of them, Jerome has to practice regularly, coupled with the exciting roles in Jerome's family, which are only allowed to play games on Friday until Sunday, while Monday until Thursday focus on study. At junior high school, Jerome spent more time playing sports such as futsal, basketball, and ping pong, and even honed his musical skills such as piano, drum, and guitar. During high school, he also participated in chore activities and began to strategize so that he could study abroad. Then his teacher advised him to take part in the Olympics. During the Olympics, he spent more time practicing math problems than playing with his friends. And at the beginning of participating in the Olympics, he failed. and finally won third place in the Mathematics Olympiad at Brawijaya University when he was in grade 11. And at the time, other wins followed and he won many prizes, one of which was a full scholarship from the government. And in January 2016, Jerome had to accept the fact that he did not pass the test he did before. But in February 2016, he gave up, but he tried to re-enroll at the Mitsui Busan Scholarship, and which means he was accepted on a scholarship. But his struggle did not stop. In May 2016, Jerome started his education in Japan, which started with Japanese language training for a month. Then he had to take tests in Japanese, chemistry and mathematics, which were later used to register at famous universities in Japan. Jerome was finally accepted at Waseda University with a major in applied mathematics. Even though he had difficulty in Japanese, in February 2017, Jerome was determined to take part in a Japanese speech competition, and because of his efforts, he was always practicing and was awarded as one of the best participants. On 23 December 2017, he started his YouTube channel Nihongo Mantapu with Kevin, a fellow Indonesian. Nihongo means Japanese, and Mantapu means studious. Pronunciation is adapted to Japanese people. As a YouTuber, he once felt disappointed because few people watch his videos, even though the content he presented was educational. On August 8, 2018, Kevin decided to quit YouTube because he wanted to focus on his studies. This made Jerome confused, but he still tried to continue his YouTube channel and create more and more diverse content. Currently, the YouTube channel has 9.95M subscribers and continues to grow. This channel always starts with the words Minasan, konnichiwa, and ends with Mantapu jiwa.
Minasan, konnichiwa!
Okay, so that is the inspirational figure of Jerome, a student as well as a YouTuber and influencer with all his struggles to pursue scholarship to study abroad. Jerome believes that the failures he has experienced are his introduction to the present point, as he said in the book Mantapu Jiwa, which is his book. In it, there are many ways toward home, but not always the room we want is the best. Maybe there is another room that God has prepared for us. Currently, he was graduate and has a business with his older brother, namely Menanti, which is a beverage business with various tea and snack products that come with various new flavors. This brand provides a variety of drink menus grouped by type of tea, namely Purity Series, Milk Tea, Fruity Series, Signature Series, and Irrational Series. Okay, so that is the life story of Jerome Pauline, which motivates many people. I hope there are things we can take and learn from that. So that's enough for today. Goodbye and always be happy. Bye.